And now your moderator this evening, Joshua Cosman.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and welcome to everybody on a Sunday night here in San Francisco or wherever you may be listening. We're here every Sunday night at KLW 91.7 or KLW.org. And for the next hour, we will be trading questions and answers on a long list of topics that include entertainment, sports, history, geography, literature. Dana has that whole list memorized, and he always does it just like that. But I'm going to do my best here to keep up with him. If you want to participate, I hope you will call in, because we are, as he likes to say, an audience participation program, and it's hard to do it without you. So give us a call. The number here is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. You can send an email to Dana Rodriguez, who's usually here in this seat, at mindsovermatter@yahoo.com, and he will read those rather when he gets back from wherever he's off gallivanting. But in the meantime, we're here, and we'll hope you will call in with questions or answers. And we'll start with a round of introductions and a round of questions. And the first is, Jerry Nachman's position on gay marriage, like President Obama's, has evolved. He believes gays were among the earliest and best-dressed inhabitants of the planet.
Thank you. Thank you, Dana. Thank you, Josh. With regular host Dana Rodriguez perhaps lost somewhere on an Alaskan ice floe, Laurie Fisher and his fellow panelists will make sure we have a plethora of sports and pop music questions that ought to ensure Dana's return next week.
It will. And our guest moderator, Joshua Cosman, is contemplating a new startup to provide ruthless testing of software releases. The name? Beta Breakers.
Oh.
Very good. Wah, wah.
And Jerry, why don't you take the first question?
Have you hired writers? Okay. Okay, I'll give you six slang words, and you rank them in order of the year they officially or the year they entered the language.
Okay.
From earliest to latest. Okay, here they are. Guesstimate. Quantum leap. Joyride. Geeks. Bafo. And esoterica.
Esoteric is slang?
Well, maybe not slang. It became a kind of a vogue word, I guess, at some point.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, can Laurie and I put our heads together and sort of do this?
Well, you should do it individually, right?
Oh, we have to get them all six in order?
Well,
all
right.
Let's chip away at it a little bit.
Do your best, yeah.
I mean, I'm going to start with esoterica as being the oldest, because I'm not aware of it as being a slang word at all. It's just...
No.
No?
No.
Does it have a slang meaning is it a sexual position?
No.
It's somebody goofing off of esoteric, right? And making a noun for him out of it.
Yeah,
I don't know.
All right. No, it's not the noun.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
The way we've done this in the past is you do make a stab at trying to guess what year and then...
Boy, this is interesting. All right.
Oh, well, let me finish. That one's wrong, but
Let me give you the words one more time.
Okay. Sure.
Guesstimate. Quantum leap, joyride, geeks, bafo, and esoterica.
Okay, let's get the oldest one first.
Okay, well, yeah,
I'm gonna say joyride's the oldest.
Do you want to do several?
I'm gonna go with joyride, bafo. Wow, geeks, esoterica, quantum leap, and guesstimate.
No. You got the first one right. Joyride is the oldest.
Right. Joyride is older than... I was going to say geek because it's an old carnival term. But...
I guess they're thinking the modern term.
And
but,
bafo goes back surely to the early days of Hollywood, no?
Bafo's
later than that.
Bafo later?
A variety
That's a variety, variety
sure.
term, yeah.
So
Joyride is the oldest.
Yeah.
1908.
Okay.
Oh, interesting.
All right. And then bafo isn't the second oldest.
No.
Okay. A lot of silence on this one. So
yeah, well,
Josh,
it's hard
think is the second oldest?
The second oldest. Yeah. I don't know. Let's take it from the top. Guesstimate is the most recent. Quantum Leap is the second most recent.
Is that right?
That's my guess.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
That's what I had, too.
No.
How about if we swapped them? Quantum Leap is the most recent, and Guesstimate's the second most recent.
No. Okay. No.
All right.
All right.
Want to leave it out?
Well, let's leave it out there. Why don't you give us the list one more time, and we'll see who can call in and do it better than we did.
Well, one of those is the second most most recent. So the words are Guesstimate, Quantum Leap, Geeks, Bafo, and Esoterica.
Is Geek the second oldest?
No.
Oh. I had your theory on that.
Well, all right. Let's see what callers have to say. This is a good time to remind you that the number to call here is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. I'm your moderator, Joshua Cosman, sitting here with Jerry Nachman and Lori Fisher. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Garrett, how are you?
All right. Got a couple of questions.
Good.
What was the first rock album to win a Grammy Award for Best Album of the Year?
The first what?
The first rock album to win a Grammy for Best Album of the Year.
The first rock album to win a Grammy for Best Album of the Year.
Yeah.
Want to give us a year or a decade? 70s?
60s.
60s would have to be.
How about The Doors?
No.
Is it an American group?
No.
Okay.
No.
Is it Sgt. Pepper?
Yeah, give yourself a ball.
Oh, nice going.
I think I will. Thank you.
I was thinking of that.
That should have won. I always thought they didn't give it to good ones until
sometimes
later.
They do. Yeah. Sometimes they do. They couldn't avoid that one.
Here's my second question.
Go ahead.
What Bay Area radio station was once owned by Kaiser Broadcasting?
What
Bay Area radio station was once owned by Kaiser Broadcasting?
That's a Nachman question.
Yeah.
Well, it was Channel 44.
Yeah, Channel 44, but Kaiser Broadcasting would own a series of stations, but they also owns a radio station, including one in the San Francisco. You know what it was?
No, I don't.
I have no idea.
I'll give you a clue. It has something that used to play easy listening music, but it switched to hard rock.
Cable.
No.
Cable was, easy listening. I don't know.
I'll give you a clue. It's from, you want to give it to him?
KROW in Oakland?
No.
Okay. Yeah, give it, tell us.
K-Fog.
K-Fog? Oh.
Okay.
Used to be owned by Kaiser?
Wow.
Yeah, it was once owned by Kaiser, and then I think they sold it, sold to another app, and it became a hard rock station in 1982.
Interesting. All right, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And this is a good time to call in if you want to call in with questions or answers on any of the various subjects that we're covering tonight. The number again, 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Lori, take a question.
All right. Well, as we know, Time Magazine had an interesting cover this week, but there was an era where they actually had famous people who had done distinguished things besides breastfeed their children. Not that that's not distinguished. So I looked back. The magazine started in 1923, and I looked at the following categories, all of which occurred before 1926. So you're in that area. Who was the first athlete on a cover of Time Magazine? Who was the first musician, either a performer or a composer? Who was the first person who was on twice? Occurred before 1926. The first writer?
Wait, you're going to pass writer?
So first athlete, first musician, first person on twice.
Oh, wow.
The first writer, and then the first American writer. They're different cat. It turns out they're different nationalities.
I'm sorry. You know, I went immediately to Times Man or Person of the Year, and I thought, how are you going to get all these between 23 and 26?
Yeah. No. So it's just
this
on the cover.
On the cover between really 23 well and 26.
Yeah, all known. Athlete, musician, person on twice, writer, and American writer.
Babe Ruth?
No.
Athlete? No.
Good guess. Right time era.
Yeah. Musician? Oh.
First American writer, I'm going to guess Upton Sinclair.
No. Really good guess.
Okay.
Right time period.
Uh-huh.
Sinclair Lewis?
No. So it's a different genre of writing.
Is that a different writer? Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. all the Sinclairs are now out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Dreiser? Theodore Dreiser?
No. Another good guess.
Hmm.
Right timer.
First writer, would that be Tagore?
No.
Okay.
No, they're good. Yes, they're good.
Is it a novelist, writer, or a poet?
The first writer is a novelist, uh-huh. and the first, I'm going to give you a hint, the first American author is a playwright.
It's O'Neill.
Eugene O'Neill.
Very good. Eugene O'Neill. Yeah.
Okay. And the first musician.
First musician, athlete, person on twice, and writer.
Is a musician classical or pop? Or you don't want to say?
I'm going to dodge it for a little while.
Okay.
Is it Gershwin?
It is. I mean, dodging it was the clue.
Dodge is the clue, sure enough.
Yeah, 1925 for George
really?
Gershwin.
Wow,
yeah.
Great.
Okay. So leave out the rest there.
Want to read it one more time?
Yeah, so we're looking for the first person on the cover of Time magazine who was an athlete, the first person who was on twice, which would have been in a 3-year period, and the first writer. And it would have been a non-American writer.
So if you know the answer to those, or if you have a question for any of us, give a call, 415-841-4134. The lines are open. It's a good time to get in. Here's a question for you fellas, and for all listeners. In 1999, the American Film Institute released a list of the 50 greatest screen legends of American cinema. These are kind of the people you'd expect. Humphrey Bogart and Katharine Hepburn, so forth and so on. 25 men and 25 women. 5 of those 50 are alive today. 2 men, 3 women.
2 men.
2 men and 3 women who are from that list who are still alive today. And I'll just tell you that although these are legends of American cinema who made a big, cast a big shadow in American movies, they're not necessarily all Americans themselves. Ingrid Bergman, for example, was on the list.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
2 men and 3 women.
2 men and 3 women are still alive today as we speak.
Jack Nicholson.
No. It's nobody in that age range. It's much older.
Yeah. Well, he's 70. Right?
We're really talking about a different generation.
All right. All
right. Louise Rainer?
No, good guess. She's not on the list. She made the 2 movies,
That's about it.
She's not dead, huh?
Not a legend.
No, she's 103 or something.
How about Lillian Gish? Is she alive?
She's not alive, sadly.
Okay. Was she on the list yet?
I don't know. I don't have the whole list in front of me. Probably.
All right. So this is somebody in the 40s or 50s, right?
People who are would have been really big, kind of...
Yeah, iconic.
Iconic screen legends.
Is Sophia Loren? All right.
There's one.
All right.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay. That's good.
The international clue helped there. Are any of the others out of the country?
No, now one of the other ones was born outside the United States.
Okay. That's a good question.
Oh, gee. So 2 women left and 2 men.
All right. Sophia Loren is still alive and 2 others.
Are these Oscar-caliber people, do you know?
And you said they're
Oscar caliber for sure. Okay. Whether they ever won an Oscar is more. I think there are some Oscars here. I don't have the full list of who's all.
Dana would know.
Yeah, Dana would know.
Dana, call in.
Yeah.
To Shore Radio.
Shirley MacLaine is almost 80. So.
Shirley MacLaine is a good guess, but not on the list.
Okay. She's definitely living.
Yeah. Okay, so just to reiterate, we're looking for the. American Film Institute's list of 50 great screen legends of American cinema. 5 of them are still alive today. 2 men and 3 women. Laurie got Sophia Loren. We're looking for 2 more women men.
Kirk Douglas has to be
Kirk Douglas is one. Exactly right. Well
really
done.
Really good.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Right. So 1 more man, 2 more women. Let's go to a call and see what we got. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good evening. It's Ferdinand and Isabella. How are you all doing?
Good to hear from you.
Yes.
Okay, it's Sparky and Maddie.
We saw right through your disguise.
Of course. Screen legend, how about Olivia de Havilland?
Good guess, but she apparently was not on the list, nor was her sister.
Nor her sister.
Who's also dead, I believe.
No, they're both alive. They're both alive.
I apologize. Sorry, Joan.
Still avoiding each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
First athlete on Time magazine, how about Lou Gehrig?
Not Lou Gehrig. Another good guess. Babe's teammate, but neither one's on before 26.
Or Johnny Weissmuller.
Oh, not him either.
No, he's later, I think.
Yeah.
That was around the same time. Okay, we're done.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
Okay, Lori, how about Bobby Jones?
No. Okay. Yeah, good. Good that you're thinking of sports besides baseball.
Bill Tilden.
Nope.
Okay. All right.
Enlighten me. Who's Bobby Jones?
Great golfer.
One of the greatest golfers.
Legendary golfer.
Ever.
Okay. Now I know. Thank you very much.
How about Tony Curtis, the screen legend?
Not a screen legend.
He's dead, too.
He is dead. That's true. Maybe he was on the list, but he's not. Yeah. He's either not on the list or not alive, or both.
Jack Lemmon.
Jack Lemmon.
He's dead.
He's dead.
That's right.
Maybe he was on the list.
These people are so vital. Some of them still seem alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
It's Kevin in Los Angeles.
Hi, Kevin.
How you guys doing? I saved up my musical questions for you.
Great. Bring them on.
Okay. Who are most generally considered to be the godfather and godmother of punk?
The godfather. Now, I...
How about...
I was going to shoot it, go in with godfather because I don't know any godmothers. Isn't the godfather of punk Malcolm McLaren?
Well... I'd say the person who I have in mind, who's an actual artist.
Oh, how about Sid Vicious?
Has a wider berth of recorded material.
Okay,
Sid Vicious or Johnny Rotten?
No.
Oh, neither.
This person's a little bit earlier than that.
Oh,
well, would it be Iggy Pop?
It would be Iggy Pop.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, there's it's not a. Exact moniker.
No, I understand.
And who was Iggy's wife? Right. She'd be the godmother.
Well,
would it be
Patti Smith?
That's what I was going to say.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. Well done.
Okay. So I have one more thing for you here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you three operas. I want you to tell me the composer.
Okay.
Okay. Give them to you in order of what I think is going to be easier to harder.
All right.
Okay. Quadrophenia. Joe's Garage, and Frank's Wild Years.
Quadrophenia, I think I might know.
I've heard of that.
It's Pete Townsend, isn't it?
Sure.
Yeah.
You done? Joe's Garage is Frank Zappa, and Frank's Wild Years is Tom Waits.
Oh, jeez.
See, these rock questions aren't so hard after all.
No, they're...
Tom Waits wrote an opera, huh?
Well, ish. Yeah. I mean, it's a stage work of some kind.
They've all been staged at one point or another. Mm-hmm. Jazz rock opera in Frank's Wild Ears. So,
I did not know that.
Fucking bells.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Bye now.
All right. If you're just joining us, this is Minds Over Matter on KALW 91.7 FM, KALW.org. And tonight we are trading questions on... we're going to do a little more sports than we sometimes do when Dana's not here.
Good.
If you want to answer a question or give us questions, the number to join us is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Jerry is looking impatient. He's got a question.
I've got a sports question.
He's got a sports question.
I'm hungry.
Bring him out. Okay.
Okay. Who was the first black baseball player to play in a World Series game? Ooh.
Roy Campanella.
No. Ooh. No.
The right team?
No.
Wow.
Don't look at me.
I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
Do you want me to guess Willie Mays? Then do you have the year? Can you give us the year?
Willie Mays. I'll give you the year. 1948.
Oh, it was 48.
Not Willie Mays.
Okay. Was it Don Newcomb?
Excuse me. No, not Don.
Same team. He's a Dodger.
He was a Dodger. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a Dodger. Yeah.
No, he said. Did he say it was the same team or
he
wasn't?
He said it
not,
wasn't.
No.
The same team. No.
Because they're really on. Because that's right in the era that Robinson came in.
American League
team.
Mm-hmm.
So. How about Larry Doby?
No, good
He's
good
on
guess.
The Indians. I'm trying to think who was on the Yankees because they went to the World Series every year. And the Yankees.
So who was the first?
I don't know who the first Yankee was. I'm thinking Elston Howard's later than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me think. This is a good one.
It's a good one. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's say it again.
Good question.
Who was the first black baseball player to play in a World Series game, and it was 1948?
An American League.
Yeah.
So if you know the teams, then you would probably be able to nail
it. Yeah, 48. So what was it, a Yankee?
I'm not telling you that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's see who's listening out there that might know the answer to that or something else.
All the sports fans are going to call
in. I know, exactly.
Now that Dana's out.
All two of them.
All right. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is this me?
Yes.
This is Bart in San Francisco.
Hi, Bart. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. My guess for the first sports figure on Time magazine cover, Jim Thorpe?
No, it wasn't Jim Thorpe. It's a great guess. Not him, though.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Michael from El Cerrito.
Hi, Michael.
I was going to go with Jim Thorpe, too.
Isn't right, but...
You want to try another one?
Well, is Myrna Loy still alive?
No.
Jerry says no.
I don't think so. I'm almost sure she's not.
That sounds implausible, yeah.
I wouldn't bet the ranch on it, but I don't think so, yeah.
Yeah.
She's on the list,
I wish I'd brought the whole list. I only brought the names of the people, these five that I'm looking for, who are still alive. So either she's not alive or she wasn't on the list or both. But she certainly isn't the right answer.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Would Joe Black be the first?
No. Good guess, but no.
Well, I'm batting zero.
An apt metaphor. Yeah.
All right. So we hung up.
Oh.
All right. Lori, got a question for us?
I do. Let me see here. Oh, I know. I was reading an article about original titles for movies or titles that were seriously considered before they became the famous movies they became.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are well known. The first one is Anhedonia. Anhedonia.
Anhedonia.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Very good. All right. The rest are difficult. Eight Arms to Hold You. That's number
Eight
one.
Arms?
Eight Arms to Hold You.
Oh, I know that one.
There's a clue sort of embedded in there.
Yeah.
Spaceman from Pluto. That's the second one.
God.
Would I Lie to You? And that's sort of a theme of the movie in a way. And the last one is the number 3,000. So, Eight Arms to Hold You, Spaceman from Pluto, Would I Lie to You, and 3,000.
It's 3,000, the original title for 2001.
And they just put it up another,
I don't know,
999 years.
Yeah.
No, it's not that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give you a hint on the 3,000. It refers to an amount of money.
Hmm.
Oh.
They're all really well known. Everybody listening has seen all of
these. Classic movies.
I think so, yeah.
3,000, huh?
Yeah.
Treasure of Sierra Madre?
No. Good guess, though. More recent than that.
Yeah.
Eight Arms to Hold You is driving me...
Something about an octopus.
I was going to say, is it not Octopussy, is it?
It is not Octopussy, and it's not 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, either. It's a different Eight Arms. They're human Eight Arms.
It's Eight Arms to Hold You.
Is it a non-sci-fi movie?
It is a non-sci-fi movie.
Okay.
It's not Hard Day's Night, is it?
No, but the next one you guess will be it. It's Help.
Oh.
That was the original title of Help.
Great.
Would have been a great title.
Yeah. Right. Good.
So three right. out there.
Give the other ones one more time.
Spaceman from Pluto, Would I Lie to You, and 3,000.
Great. Well, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
You had a question about baseball and the first black player.
That's Jerry's.
To be in a World Series.
In a World Series. I'm going to make a wild guess and say Satchel Paige.
You're correct, ma'am.
Really?
I am correct.
With the Cleveland Indians in 1948.
Hey.
Wow.
7 years good. Before Jackie Robinson made it to a World Series.
I was going to say Robinson, but it's a little too early, right?
Well, he was playing in 47. He broke in 47, but I guess the Dodgers didn't get to a World Series.
Didn't get to the World Series.
54
yeah.
or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Larry Doby came on the Indians later, so mm-hmm. that's why that wasn't a good guess. Very good.
Okay,
good.
I'm glad that somebody remembered Satchel Paige.
Yeah,
very
me
good.
Too.
Good.
Bye.
Thank you. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
I think the two remaining female legends are Doris Day and Shirley Temple.
You're 50% correct. Shirley Temple is one of them.
Very good.
Doris Day was not on the list.
No.
And with all due respect to Doris Day, the one woman that's still missing is a much more legendary, iconic
and much more deserving.
No. Love Doris Day.
Me too.
but not as much as this girl, and you don't either.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. And
this is a giant.
She is a giant. She's still around. She's still going strong.
She's still performing? Recently-ish?
She's not, like, acting in movies, but you'll see her on things. She does kind of cameos as herself in this, that, or the other.
Oh.
I don't want to say what, but...
Yeah. Cameos. As herself.
She did a great cameo as herself a couple years ago, unforgettably so.
Esther Williams?
Not Esther Williams.
Okay.
next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. I want to guess that it's Lauren Bacall.
And you are correct. Well done.
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Of course.
Remember her on The Sopranos as herself?
I don't remember her on that. I saw a lot of that, yeah. But I didn't see that.
And I have another guess.
Mm-hmm.
Could the athlete be, I don't quite have it. Is it Babe Didrikson?
No. What a great guess. That would have been nice, yeah. But it's not Babe Didrikson. She was probably on, but later.
Okay. That's it for my guesses, because you got...
Okay, thanks for calling. Here's a non-sports question that I can't ask with Dana around. So, at the start of the 20th century, that is to say, the early 1900s, there were only two independent nations on the continent of Africa. What were they?
Oh, I was ready for a sports question.
No. I said it's a non-sports question. This is the other kind of question I can't ask.
Forget.
So, at the beginning of the 20th century, there were only two independent nations anywhere on the continent of Africa.
That's an amazing piece of information.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Everything else was colonially subjugated. So, what were the two independent nations in Africa in 1900?
I'm thinking. Egypt wasn't independent.
Nope.
Big silence.
Yeah.
Audience, call in.
All right. If you know that, or if you know the answer to any of the other questions we've got floating around here, give us a call, 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Looking for the two independent nations in Africa as of 1900. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Wayne in El Cerrito.
Hello, Wayne.
You know, I have a bad feeling. I think I get the I Didn't Listen Carefully award. Are you looking for a male actor or only female actors who are still living?
We are looking. There were two men and three women on the list, and the three women have all been guessed, and Jerry got Kirk Douglas, so we're looking for one more man.
Ernest Borgnine.
Great guess. Unfortunately, he was not deemed not one of the legends.
Semi-legend.
Yeah. Oh, fiddle.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks.
Thanks.
Bigger than Borgnine, huh?
Bigger than Borgnine. I will say the one remaining one is maybe a little less legendary than the other ones that we've got. A great actor, and I think won an Academy Award, but I'm not sure.
Lee Marvin?
Not Lee Marvin.
How about William Powell?
And not William Powell.
He's long gone.
He's long gone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Along with Myrna Loy.
We'll take another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello?
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Sparky Maddie again.
Oh, hello.
I hate to break it to you, Jerry. The Brooklyn Dodgers were in the World Series in 1947, playing against the Yankees, who's lost, and Jackie Robinson.
Really?
He did play for the Dodgers.
Wait a minute.
World Series that year.
Sparky.
What's your source, sir?
BaseballReference.com. What's yours?
NewYorkTimes.com.
I'm sorry, I trump over you. Look at BaseballReference.com.
Really?
Anyway, and Larry Doby did play for the Cleveland Indians in 1948.
He did. He was in 48. So was he in that World Series?
He was in the same team with Page?
He was on the same team.
All right.
And Sackle Page, I think, appeared in maybe one game. He may be the first African-American.
Yeah, he just threw a few innings, I think. Yeah. All right. Well, I don't beg to differ. I apologize.
Now it's Sparky.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Sparky.
And the other independent nation, Liberia.
Liberia is one, absolutely.
Okay.
Very good.
Now we're done.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you.
And next call. Honey, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Elliot from San Francisco.
Hello, Elliot.
I have a guest from for the athlete?
Yes.
Jim Thorpe.
No, somebody guessed Jim Thorpe, and it's a great guess, but he wasn't the first.
He wasn't. Okay. All right, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're about the halfway point. Let's just recap any questions that are still bouncing around unanswered. Jerry, what do you got?
Well, I'm still looking for the approximate years of the years
oh,
that these
the words.
Slang words entered the language. We've got one, Joyride is the oldest, 1908. I'm looking for the oldest to youngest, and the words are guesstimate, quantum leap, geeks, boffo, and esoterica. Okay.
So is the most recent one, have we figured out that it's Quantum Leap or not? I think you hinted that it was.
The first one is Joyride.
Yeah, that's the oldest. But is the newest one Quantum Leap?
Yes.
Okay.
1924.
Okay.
Very good.
And is the second newest one Guesstimate?
No.
Okay.
Guesstimate is that old? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Well, none of these 1908s, the oldest. So they're all 100 years
crunched
old.
Together.
You know, I don't know.
All but one.
Yeah. All right, so we have the oldest and the newest. Is that it?
No, you don't have the newest.
I thought Quantum Leap was the newest.
No. That's the second oldest.
Oh, the second
oldest.
Oh, no.
I misunderstood you.
Ah, all right.
Second, 1924.
Thing. Okay, so Joyride's the oldest.
And then 1924, Quantum Leap.
Ah. Okay. All right, so then I say the newest is Esoterica.
No.
Okay. We're knocking them off one by one. Let's see. I am the first person in these categories to appear on the cover of Time magazine, not the man or woman of the year, but just on it. I'm looking for the first athlete. I'm looking for the first writer, and we know it wasn't an American writer. And I'm looking for the first person who was on twice, and all of these occurred between 1923 when the magazine started and 1926. And original movie titles that were seriously considered. One is Spaceman from Pluto. What title did it become? Would I Lie to You? And 3,000, and it referred to $3,000.
Oh, for the athlete on cover time, how about Jack Dempsey?
Correct. Very good. Yeah, boxing was
that was a big. I was trying to think of the big sports in which are boxing and horse racing and
baseball.
Yeah,
those are big ones. Very good. So person on twice and first writer are the ones that I have left out there.
Oh, we got musician. I didn't write that across up.
Yeah.
And I'm looking for the one remaining actor from the AFI's list of 50 great screen legends who's still alive. And I'm looking for the two independent nations in Africa in 1900. One was Liberia. What was the other one?
Is the actor a leading man or a character actor?
He's a leading man. Very much.
Clint Eastwood.
Not Clint Eastwood.
Wow.
I'm trying to think how to give you a hint, because I think you're going to just be beating your head against the wall trying to think of this guy.
Right. But Jerry already is beating his head against the wall. It's not a pretty sight.
That's how I got this one.
Okay. And this would be a moment while we think this over to remind you that this would be a good time to call in if you pledge your support to KALW. And the number to do that is 800-525-9917, or you can go online at www.kalw.org. Any amount will help bring you great programming like this. And if you do it now, I think we get credit for it or something. So that's always a plus. That makes it.
We get
that
credit?
I think they track, you know, when you call in and when Minds Over Matter listeners call in, then that looks good on our balance sheet. In the meantime, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller? Did we lose you? They went to go make a pledge.
Very nice.
Let's try a different call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, am I on?
You're on.
The other independent African nation was Ethiopia?
That is correct.
Or is it sometimes called Abyssinia?
Abyssinia is another name.
And I heard you mention Shirley MacLaine. Was she on that list?
She was not on that list.
So who were the three women?
The three women were Shirley Temple, Sophia
Loren. Temple, okay, yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Bye.
Who was this actor? One actor left.
Yeah. Ah. We need a hint.
All right. He appeared in the Best Picture of the Year for 1967.
Wow.
Sidney
Poitier.
Wow,
that was a good hint.
That was a good hint.
Excellent.
A great hint.
Did he win an Oscar for himself? I couldn't remember that.
I think he did not win for that. He won for in the no. Rod Steiger won and then in the heat of the night. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. He might have.
And
might
did Guess Who's Coming to Dinner? Maybe he won for Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Or
I don't think
no?
so.
I don't think okay. so. No. Yeah, but that was a good hit. That put it right there.
Okay,
yeah.
good.
All right, very good.
So that so
you
that's
went for the Defiant ones
with
he
with Tony Curtis, who yeah, wasn't right. on the list. Either.
Yeah, yeah. There
I don't
you go.
Think he won for that. He might have. No, Dana, where are you?
All right, let's see. Whose turn is it to give us a question? Is it
it's yours?
Is it my turn?
I think so.
Oh heavens! Well, this is probably an easy one, but it stumped me. What baseball player had the most career home runs of any player who spent his entire career with one team?
Ooh.
Cal Ripken?
Not Cal Ripken. Not a.
He wasn't a big home
run hitter. Not a big home run hitter.
Oh, okay. Who had the but most home
this would be somebody who's known as a home run hitter.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody I'm thinking of in the top.
Ted Williams.
Not Ted Williams.
So really? This person hit more than Ted Williams.
Apparently so.
Stan Musial.
Not Stan Musial.
Is Willie Mays considered to be on the same team? Or?
No. Well, different. Yeah, same name. Same.
Did he spend his whole career with the Giants?
That's no. Right.
No, I think
he ended up at the Mets.
Yeah, that's what I... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
So let's see who knows this. What baseball player had the most career home runs of any player who spent his entire career with the same team?
Not you know Williams.
And he hit more than Ted Williams.
Yeah, if you know the answer to that or to any other questions we've got bouncing around here, give us a call, 415-841-4134. Let's take a call now. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Hi, Ed. How are you doing?
I have the answer for the Africa one, but I just like to make a very quick comment.
Yes.
That the British conquered Egypt in 1882,
mm-hmm.
a country that far superior to England and far richer than England, and totally destroyed it. Totally destroyed it. Really did. I mean, I have no hate to anybody but the British at that time. You know. Okay, I have a couple of questions for you.
Okay.
The first one is you talked about Time magazine, and I was going to talk about that lady nursing her child. And I don't consider the picture in good taste. I really don't. But let's talk about Time magazine. This man appeared on the cover of Time magazine 5 times. Do you know who
well, many people. Have,
what?
Five times?
Many
five
people. Because one of my future questions is who's been on the covers the most?
It could have been four, but at least 4 times.
Well, Nixon was on over 50 times.
Yeah.
50?
Yes.
50?
50. That's wow. I
no, not 50.
Up.
5. Yeah.
No, I know. But many,
so, but by de-
many
yeah.
presidents have been on, you know.
Big role in
who are you thinking of?
He played a big role in the world politics.
In the what?
In politics. World politics.
Yeah.
Politics.
What time era are we talking about?
Well, I'll give you that, you will know very quickly.
Nasser. Nasser.
He initiated the non-alliance.
Not Nasser?
Abdel Nasser.
What do you say, Nasser?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Of course.
Okay,
how did I question. Know that, Eve?
Science question. Science question. Okay, as you know, up to the element 118 in transuranium elements. So, two of them named after Berkeley scientists, and two of them, one of them named after a city in the United States, and one of them named after a state in the United States. So, I know you will tell the city and the state very easily.
So what are we looking for? Elements that are named after?
Named after a city in the U.S.
So that would be berkelium and californium.
Yeah. Okay, californium.
I thought you asked us that once, I think.
Yeah, I asked you before.
Yeah.
Okay, what about the scientists?
British, you say?
No, American scientists.
Oh, American scientists. So, well, Fermi, does Fermi count as American?
Fermium.
Fermi is Italian, really, so I didn't count him as that.
All right, so.
I'm also talking about Berkeley scientists.
Oh, you're talking about, so Laurentium and...
Yeah,
I was just researching this the other day.
Yeah.
So Laurentium, and there's another one connected with
is
Lawrence
there,
and Berkeley.
Tellurium? Tellurium
is tellurium. Not named after Teller, though.
Oh, it's not?
Oh, it isn't?
No,
no.
No, no, it's, that's good.
Okay. I was one of the students.
Laurentium and, wait a minute, it's Seebergium.
Very good.
Very nice. Good work.
Nobel Prize winner. Very
great.
Good.
Thank you, Eben.
Thank you very much. Have a good
okay. day. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello? You there, caller?
Hello?
Yes, hello. How are you?
Oh, have you got to me already?
Yeah, sorry to keep you waiting.
Okay, I was just gonna mention Ethiopia.
Yes. We'll give you a bell, because that's the correct answer.
Okay, that's the simplest one you've had so far.
Okay. Well, let's go to another call then. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Kevin Los Angeles.
Hi, Kevin.
I wanted to call in real quick to help Jerry save a little face.
Thank you. I could use that. Not much of a face, but I'd like to save it anyway.
It's a good-looking face.
I think the deal is that Satchel Paige was the first black man to pitch at the World Series.
Oh, there we go.
Very good.
Thank you. That kind of bails me out halfway. Thank you very much, Kevin.
Sure thing. See you next week. Bye.
Okay, Kevin.
Sparky will revise his
because it seems to me that my source was the New Yorker, so I got it wrong, and they didn't.
That sounds better. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Howdy. It's Greg from New York.
Hi, Greg.
How's it going?
Oh, it's Greg from New York.
Yeah, it's Greg from New York.
That's a good friend of mine. Thanks for calling in. What can I do for you?
Well, yeah, I was going to nail the geography question.
I bet you were.
Everybody answered that one.
All right.
But I got a guess on the alternate movie titles or the original movie titles.
Great. What do you got?
Was Spaceman from Pluto what they were thinking of calling Back to the Future?
Exactly right. Very good, Greg.
Oh, very good.
Do you have the others? You have Would I Lie to You in 3000?
I got no idea about the other one, the other two.
All right.
But and I also have a guess about the writer. Has anybody tried D.H. Lawrence?
No one tried Lawrence, and if they did, they'd be wrong. So it's somebody else. But it's a good guess. It's the right time period. Very good.
Cool. Well, thanks, guys. I'm enjoying the show.
Thanks so much. Thanks for calling in.
Laurie, is Would I Lie to You a classic movie or a contemporary?
It's contemporary. It's in the last 30 years, I would say.
It's not
a Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, no.
No, but it's kind of like that.
Is it Catch Me If You Can?
It's not.
Oh, yeah.
But it's like that. There's a big lie in the movie.
Would I Lie to
Got
you.
It.
Is the home run hitter Hank Greenberg?
It is not Hank Greenberg.
Jeez. All right, this is a good question.
Jerry, I think it's your turn.
All right. Who is the first cartoon character to be featured posing sexily on the cover of Playboy?
Ooh.
Gotta be Jessica Rabbit.
Gotta be
no.
Betty Boop.
Nope.
Oh.
Neither.
Neither gotta be.
Yeah. Gotta be, but it isn't.
Yeah. Okay.
Not Jessica Rabbit, not Betty Boop.
Probably not Goofy.
More recent.
More recent.
Yeah.
Oh, more recent. Not Goofy. All right. It's going to be a female.
Is it a female?
Yes.
How about the Mrs. Flintstone? Irma?
No.
Wilma?
Wilma.
She's a good-looking woman.
Oh, that's a good guess. Deb says Marge Simpson?
That's correct.
Wow.
2009.
Very good.
Well done.
Way to go, Debbie.
Very
Marge
good.
Simpson.
Thank you, Debbie.
So they couldn't get Betty Boop on there.
Yeah. I was thinking Miss Piggy was on there, but she's not really a cartoon.
She's not a cartoon.
So,
she's felt in blood.
She might have been on the cover. What?
She's felt in blood.
Yeah.
Who knew?
All right. You want to give us another one?
I will.
All
okay.
Right.
Let's see. What's another good one? Let's see. What classic author began his career as a crime and mystery writer?
Can you narrow it down a little bit?
Well, he's a world figure, world class figure.
And so he started his career as a crime and mystery writer, but went on to non crime and mystery writer.
Very much so. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know this, and I'm a fan. But
is it a 19th century author?
No. Oh wait, 19th century.
Edgar Allan Poe?
No, he.
But how about Dickens?
Because
Poe was a crime and mystery writer.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But maybe that's all he did.
Began and became, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Huh. You don't want to give us, tell us if this is American writer or?
Not American.
Okay. Because Twain had Tom Sawyer Detective, but you're not calling that. Not American, not Dickens. Okay. Wrote in the English language?
No,
it's like Balzac or somebody. Not Balzac, but somebody French.
Well, guess all the Flaubert.
Yeah, it's not Flaubert. No, I don't know.
I don't know.
All right, okay. Leave it
good
out
question.
There. Good. If you know the answer to that, or if you know the answer to any of the questions we've got floating around, give us a call, 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. Alternatively, if you've got some money to cut loose for the radio station, call 800-525-9917. That's 800-525-9917. And make a membership pledge to KALW. Let's go to call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Michael from El Cerrito again.
You're back.
Yes, this isn't really, I guess, an official question that's out there, but you all were trying to remember a couple minutes ago which film Sidney Poitier won the Best Actor Award for.
You sound like a man who knows.
Lilies of the Field.
Oh, thank you.
Good reminder.
Okay, that's a load off our minds, our collective minds.
Yeah.
Glad to help out.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Does he get a bell even though there was no question?
There was an implicit question, and he added to the general pool of knowledge.
It's like having a substitute teacher with Josh here. It's a new rules. Everything's good. It's great.
Nothing stays the same. Yeah. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello? No, we lost him. No, next call. You're on Minds Over Matter. Hello?
Hi, is it me?
It's you.
Hi, it's Ken from Brooklyn, New York.
Ken, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Another friend of mine. Yeah.
That's great.
Thanks for calling. What's up? What you got?
The most career home runs of a player that spent his entire career with one team got to be Mike Schmidt, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh. Mike Schmidt has more homers than Williams, huh? I guess he does.
Yeah. 500 and something.
More homers than just about everyone today.
That's good.
And did someone get the person who was on the cover of Time magazine twice?
No, not yet.
Would it have been the president, Coolidge?
No, it wasn't Coolidge. Good guess.
He was president, though, right?
He was president in the 20s, but he wasn't on twice. I think Harding was on in there. But this person is a politician, I'd say that, as well as other things.
A politician as well as other things. Mm-hmm. Would it be William Jennings Bryan?
Good guess. Not okay. Bryan. Yeah.
All right. Since we're on Time magazine, everyone loves Person of the Year trivia, so let's do this. In terms of, you know, of the year actually cited in the magazine, there have been two other time periods cited as person or man of the. What were those periods, and who were those people named?
By Time magazine?
Yes.
So they named...
In conjunction with of the year.
So they named someone man or person of the year, and they also named them so-and-so of the decade or the millennium or the century or something like that is what you're...
Exactly.
Mm. And it's individual people, or is it a collective group?
No, this is individual people.
Really? Well, Churchill, FDR.
A man of the...
The century.
Year in.
Of the century? Churchill? That doesn't sound very...
Mm-hmm. Churchill is the person, but it was one of the two people, but it was not the century.
Oh, man of the moment.
Man of the decade, then.
Man of the moment.
Man of the...
So you've got one of each. Churchill was something, and someone was a man of the decade, but...
But they don't match up.
Different times and different people, yeah.
Man of the hour?
Well, is FDR man of the decade?
Nope.
I'm gonna guess the decade is probably the 60s, isn't it?
Nope.
No, it wasn't the 60s?
More recent than that.
Well, let's think. Was Reagan the man of the 80s?
Right decade, wrong person.
So who is the man of the 80s, or woman?
Yeah. If it's not Reagan.
It's not Reagan.
It's too early for Bill Gates.
It's not Mike Schmidt.
No.
Yeah. nice to see him come back as that, but it's a good...
Well, you've stumped us.
Gorbachev?
Gorbachev is right.
Nice going.
Well done. Yeah. Man of the decade was Gorbachev, huh?
Gorby.
Yep. Wow.
Yeah. All right.
And then, who'd we say?
Churchill was the man...
Man of the Churchill something.
Churchill was man of the hour.
He didn't like that.
No. All right.
Should I?
Man of war.
Tell us. Yeah.
It was. He was in 1949, 1950. He was named Man of the Half Century.
Man of the Half Century.
The demi century.
Oh man.
Okay.
I wouldn't even accept.
So who won the other half century? Or didn't they have one?
Well, they should have.
There was a I think a top 100 people of the the 19th of the 20th century, and Einstein was number one, but wasn't on the cover of the magazine that year.
Great. Thank you, Ken.
You're welcome.
Great question.
Bye, guys.
All right, see you later. Laura, you got a quick
all right,
one?
Well, I do, I think. Okay. I might have asked this before, but it's a good Dana is away question because it's about pop music.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at the list of all the Beatles songs alphabetized. They only had one song that started with the letter J and one song that started with the letter K that they recorded. What were they?
Ooh,
are they well-known songs?
They're all Beatles songs are well-known.
Not to me.
Well, then, the J is
Julia.
It is. Very good.
And the K would be... No, I was just thinking the Sun King, but that's not right.
No.
All right. I don't want to... chew up airtime with this, but I'm gonna think it over, and then I'm gonna interrupt.
Okay, and then I'll toss out the other Beatles question.
Oh, yeah, bring it.
Two of their titles have question marks in them. They have musical questions.
Mm-hmm. Where
are they? So I'm looking for a song that began with K, the only one they recorded, at least according to the list I saw, and two of them ask a question.
And they literally have question marks. It's not tell me why or
no.
Okay.
Tell me why.
One is do you want to know a secret?
Very good.
And the other one I'm going to also think about other people are talking about other
and
things.
The other one would officially be a rhetorical question, but it's a great rhetorical question.
Yeah. Good. All right. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hello.
And speaking of pop music, I have some pop music questions for you all.
Great.
So I have a very long list of songs whose titles are nonsense syllables. And I'll give you a few of the first non-nonsense lines from these songs. So, does he love me? I want to know. How can I tell if he loves me so? Is it in his eyes? Oh, no, you'll be deceived. Is it in his size? Oh, no, he'll make believe.
It's the Shoop Shoop song, of course. The great Shoop Shoop song. It's a great song. Yeah,
it's in his kiss.
It's in his kiss. Stood still.
To do run, run, run. To do run, run.
You got it.
They all have repetition. It's good. Yeah,
they do. This one, the first lines are actually not the same as the title, but the second verse is funniest sound I ever heard, but I can't understand a single word. Well, is he serious or is he playing? Woo my my is all he's saying.
A papa ooh mau mau.
You got it.
There you go.
Nothing from Mersey Jokes. That's my era.
I'm not going back quite that far.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you.
That was fun.
Good.
Or zippity-doo-dah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, this is Siwani from Berkeley.
Hello.
Yes, I'm calling about the mystery writer turned classic.
Okay.
Maupassant?
That's not the name I have.
No.
Okay.
It's not, may I have another guess?
Sure.
Would it be Hugo?
No.
No.
No?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I'll give you a guess because we're getting down to the end. He's a playwright.
He's a playwright?
I said author because if I said playwright, you might get it right away. So,
Are we right in thinking he's French or did we just make that up?
We made it up.
He claimed it was.
I made it
he said it was Balzac or somebody French. Right. And, he can think that if he likes.
No. A non-American playwright
in the 19th century.
Who started out as a crime writer. Yeah. Well, Jerry thinks it's the 19th century. I don't put a lot of stock in that.
Yeah, you know me. it's kind of around there.
Yeah.
I think I'm right about that.
Okay.
All right. So let's put Chekhov down on the table.
Chekhov is it. Very good. See, I knew if I said playwright, you'd get it right.
Yeah. Good.
Doesn't make a lot of sense, does
it? Yeah, I have no idea he was a crime writer.
That's interesting. All right. Let's take another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Speak to us. Are you there?
Hello. Yeah, I'd like to... James Joyce is the first writer on Time Magazine.
Great guess, but it wasn't Joyce.
Yeah, of course. Yes.
We're getting close.
Yeah, the Beatles song?
Yeah.
Kansas City.
That's it. That's the K word. Very nice. How about the question? You have the other question song?
Question. He was a famous playwright. He, I think, he made less than $10 for the first 50 years of his life writing. But I don't think it's $10.
I don't know.
That could be almost
could be
all
a
of
lot
them.
Of people.
Almost all of them. Edward Albee.
No.
No, it was George Bernard Shaw.
Oh,
sure.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But he lived to be 94, so he had plenty of time after that.
Yeah, he did. He made up for it.
Okay, thanks.
And let's go to another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, did George Bernard Shaw write Mysteries? Is that what you just
No, said? Somebody got it. It was Chekhov. Laurie got it. Chekhov.
Okay. Listen, I'm calling because of the person who appeared twice on Time magazine covers. Would it be Nehru?
Say it again?
Nehru.
No,
Nehru.
No, it wasn't Nehru. This was before Nehru's time a little bit, before 1926.
Thanks. And another call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. This is Christy in Foster City.
Hi, Christy.
I had a guess for the first person on Time magazine twice.
Yeah.
Was that FDR?
No, it wasn't FDR.
Before that.
Well, no, he was on in the 20s. By
was
the way.
He really?
Yeah, long before he was president, but not twice.
Wow.
Yeah, I was surprised to see him there.
Okay, well,
okay.
Thanks.
Thanks very much.
Oh, the first writer.
Hmm?
Might have been a little early for him. I was going to say Will Rogers.
No, this person is a more kind of distinguished
Yeah, right, okay, yeah. Okay.
The literature.
Okay.
Wouldn't be... Oh, it's not American.
Yeah.
Okay, let's take one more call, and then we'll... Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi.
How are you?
Yeah, am I on the line?
You are on the air.
Okay, well, the one that's going to be on that was twice on the Time magazine, was it Stalin?
No, it wasn't Stalin.
Ooh, good guess.
I don't think he was on that early either, but not twice anyway. Good guess. Yeah, really good.
Okay, thanks very much. And we're running out of time, so let's clean up any questions that we've got still out there. Jerry, what do you got?
Well, my only one is the slang words. Joyride was the oldest, 1908. The next was Quantum Leap, 1924. And the next oldest is Esoterica, 1929. And then comes Bafo, 1934. And then Guesstimate, 1936. And the most recent, although Josh pointed out an earlier usage of the word geeks, I've got 1984, the most contemporary.
Oh, so you mean as a tech?
But you said
as a
they
tech,
were, geeks yeah. were also clowns?
Geek is a carnival performer who bites the head off live chickens.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Of course.
There has to be a word for that, and that's
yeah,
the word.
And then they
word.
Became computer guys.
Yeah. What do you got, Laura?
All right, I have original movie titles. Would I Lie to You became Tootsie. And $3,000 of $3,000 was Pretty Woman. That was her price for a week.
Mm.
The Beatles song that I'm surprised no one got was Why Don't We Do It in the Road? And the author who was on the first Time cover was Joseph Conrad. And the one that people were guessing in on, the one who was on twice, Winston Churchill. He guessed in another performance, which is pretty amazing.
All right. No well, that wraps it up. And if we didn't get to your call this week, I got nothing. Everybody clean me out. If we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Call in next week when Dana will be back in the moderator's chair. And in the meantime, if you've got the phone in your hand, call in at 800-525-9917. Pledge a little cash for KALW, which makes possible radio programs like this. Thank you very much.